Within just 15 years, we have the potential to overtake Germany and have the largest economy in Europe. Yeah. 5 years ago, that would have seemed hopelessly unrealistic. Economic rescue was the limit of our horizons. Today, our goal is for Britain to become the most prosperous of any major economy in the world in the coming generation, and with that prosperity widely shared across the country. London is the global capital of the world, and we want it to grow stronger still. Today, we confirm new investment in transport, regeneration from Brent Cross to Croydon, new powers for the mayor over skills and planning, and new funding for the London Land Commission to help address the acute housing shortages in the capital. For we don't pull the rest of the country up by pulling London down. Instead, we will build on London's success by building the Northern Powerhouse. Now, working across party lines and in partnership with the councils of the North, we are this week publishing a comprehensive transport strategy for the North. We are funding the Health North initiative from the great teaching hospitals and universities there. We are promoting industries from chemicals in the North East to tech in the North West. And I can today confirm agreement with the West Yorkshire Combined Authority for a new city deal. Our agreement with Greater Manchester on an elected mayor is the most exciting development in civic leadership for a generation, with the devolution of power over skills, transport and now health budgets. I can announce today that we have reached provisional agreement to allow Greater Manchester to keep 100% of the additional growth in local business rates as we build up the Northern Powerhouse. For where cities grow their economies through local initiatives, let me be clear, we will support and reward them. We are also going